It's a high of around 44 degrees, a north wind at 15 miles per hour, 25 mile per hour gusts from time to time, 70% chance of rain for the remainder of the afternoon, going down to about a 50% chance of showers overnight. Cloudy this evening with a low of around 39 degrees, 50% chance of rain sticking with us through Tuesday, a high on Tuesday of 46 and going down to about 37 degrees for Tuesday night. Currently, it's overcast, 40 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes. And we're going to start off with music performed by cellist Zul Bailey and pianist Simone Dinnerstein. This is a performance of Beethoven's Sonata No. 2 in G minor, Opus 5, No. 2.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Sonata No. 2 in G minor, Opus 5, No. 2, performed by cellist Zul Bailey and pianist Simone Dinnerstein.
Thank you. And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL classes begin this week, and there are classes being offered in accordion and fiddle in the School of Music as a part of the traditional music option there. If you're not enrolled at UL, you can enroll through University College. If you are already a student at UL, you can enroll in these classes. Beginning button accordion will be taught by Corey Ledet, and intermediate Cajun fiddle will be taught by Al Berard. For more information on these classes or other traditional music classes, you can contact Mark DeWitt, who is a professor of music here at UL Lafayette and the Como chair of the traditional music program. The Riveters continue their run of Michael Jacobs' play Cheaters this week at Cité des Arts. It will run Thursday, January 16th through Sunday, January 20th at Cité. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. And continuing in Lake Charles at Acts Theater, Tuesdays with Maury, that will run January 18th through the 20th at Axe Theater. You can find out more about the play or get tickets through their website, which is axtheater.com, ACTStheater.com. The Skyliners Big Band will start their new season, their 2013 season, this Saturday, January 19th. They are a 20-piece jazz orchestra that's been preserving and playing dance music since 1950. This dance will be at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center in Lafayette, 7:30 to 11. You can purchase tickets at the door, single tickets, or you can buy season's tickets for all six dances. That's this Saturday, January 19th, the first dance of the 2013 season for the Skyliners Big Band, and they play all kinds of big band dance music. Any Gallery in New Iberia presents a midwinter poetry night this Saturday, January 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. The evening will feature Louisiana's poet laureate Julie Kane, as well as two local poets, Diane Moore and Claire Martin. Afterwards, there will be an open mic session, which is free and open to the public. And opening this Saturday at the Hilliard University Art Museum, several new exhibits, including a collection of work by artist John Buck called C'est Magnifique. He's an internationally renowned sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. He makes intricately carved wood blocks from which he makes prints, also sculpture. That opening will be this Saturday. It will also include an opening of the gallery with contemporary folk art from their permanent collection. For more information about the Hilliard and the exhibits opening this Saturday, stop by their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. And Louisiana Public Broadcasting is hosting a four-episode, two-hour marathon of Go Coast, Louisiana. That's this Sunday, January 20th, starting at 5 o'clock. It will end with the premiere of the Calcasieu and Cameron Parishes episode at 6:30. So that will air this Sunday, beginning at 5 p.m. PASA will present the Moulin Rouge, performed by the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, on January 23rd at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the PASA website. The 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival will open with a sneak preview screening of Sushi and Sauce Piquant on Wednesday, January 23rd at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. This is a film by Pat Meir, a feature-length documentary on the life and times of legendary guitarist Jerry McGee. For more information on the film series, their website is cinemaonthebayou.com, and we'll be speaking with them later on this week about Cinema on the Bayou. The Gateway Brass will perform in Lake Charles on the McNeese campus at the Sherman Fine Arts Performing Arts Theater, 7:30 on January 24th. And Edward Albee's Home at the Zoo will be performed at Theater 810, opening January 25th. We'll be talking with more people about that. It will be directed by Cooper Helm. And Video Games Live is a performance that will be coming to Lafayette, sponsored by the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. That will be on Sunday, January 27th. For more information, their website is acadianasymphony.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download a weekly schedule or look for individual programs. Many of our locally produced programs can be podcast, or you can listen to archive shows at our website. Just go for the search for the individual program that you like and find out more about podcasting. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely at our website as well. Just click on the support or pledge now button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening, where with All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Mondays, we have our evening of opera with World of Opera until 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Rock Japan. That goes until midnight. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Tune in every Saturday night at midnight for The Diamond Sea, a weekly mixtape featuring the best in independent music.